Weiter in Shas, we are on Daf Yud Gimel, picking it up on Yud Gimel, about five lines down. I believe it is exactly five lines down with Amar of Gidol, Amar Rav. We're going to be going in Weiter discussions now about the part of the Mishnah that says that if you have stuff which is tied together, if you have bundles, then it's not able to be used. So the Gemara is going to jump into that just a bit. Let's begin. Amar of Gidol, Amar Rav. Hai afkusa de dikla misachen behu. The offshoots of a palm tree, you're allowed to use for schach. That is, whenever you have this palm tree, next to the area of the trunk itself, the stuff that grow all around it. And that stuff you can be using. Rashi says, motzei adekel, kishu samach lekarka yotzin bo dokranim harbe saviv saviv. All stuff kind of grow all around it, and you're allowed to use that. Afagav, dagide, even though they look like they are wrapped up, they are in a... In like a bundle. Rashi says, "Shemuchubarin anfei ilon yachad v'dami lechavilin." All the trees are like or mechuber; they're all attached to each other, and it looks like a bundle. The amrin ein mesachman that we said you're not allowed to be duschach from a bundle, but this is a bundle which is all connected to itself. It's not some separate pieces that are put together. Therefore, it is okay. Eged bidei shamayim lo shmei eged. Something which comes from the heavens. That was the Lord, it was Ma'agadem, he bundled them up, that's not considered a problem. Afagav de Hadar Agidlahu, Iged Bechad Loshme Eged. Even though you yourself go and be Ma'agadem, Rashi explains, Ha'anafim Shel Maila, the top part of them are like very unruly and they're all over the place. Therefore, in order to go ahead and lie them flat, you go ahead and you tie them down. In such a way, that's not a problem, because if you were to leave it, it would be flying up on all over the place. It's not exactly flat. It's going to be popping up on all the different sides, and you won't have schach lying flat across. So you tie the other end. That's not a problem. If you go and you're ma'agid things that are one thing, it's not considered an egged. Rashi says, it's already ma'ugad va'omed. It's already considered connected to itself. Imo v'yagden yachad. It's only a problem of egged if you take something else that's not connected to it and you tie it to it. But let's say you have the bottom of this kind of, picture like celery, how the bottom of the celery stalk, a whole stalk is all together and tight, but the top kind of branches all over the place. If you put the top together and you tied it together so that it would be flat, that would be fine. Okay, now, we have another halacha like this. Amar v'chistam ravina marshila. Hani dokre dekane misachen behu. The dokrim, which is, this is talking about different stalks, of kane, which we saw cane yesterday, is cane, a plant, a different type of plant, that you could use for schach. Rashi points out, it's exactly like the previous case, except for one's talking about palm trees, one's talking about cane, a different plant. Afagav dagide ninu, even though they're all tied together, eged be shemayim lo shmei eged, afagav dahadi eged lu, even if you tied the top of them together, eged bechad lo shmei eged, it's not considered eged. Tanya nam, yachi, we have a brice which comes and backs it up. Kanim vidokronim misachin ben. You're allowed to go ahead and use cane and dokronim, these the stalks of cane, and dokronim are poles. In order, Rashi says, "Mash betrei milei v'dokranim kamo yachpor bedeker." It's like you stick it with a pole. So you're allowed to go and use these things as schach. The wooden poles start thick and they get smaller and smaller as you go. They taper as they go towards the tip of them. Kadim, it says, "Kadim pshita." Obviously, what's the shaila? Ema, no. What we mean to say is because kadim, we said we already explained that this is one thing. It's all agad by itself, and therefore this is nishkin an issue. Shouldn't be a problem at all. Says Gemara, no, what we mean is, Ema kanim shel dokranim misachman. It means the plant that have stalks that are pointing out of them, a bunch of them are going in different directions. So I said, Shiyotzin begizam comes out of its stem, out of a stalk, the bottom of it, kemin dokranim harbe, lots of different things. That could be used as schach. Now, once we started teaching dinim from this Heilige Yid, we go back to with other dinim that he said. V'amr of chista, amr of vina vashila, hani merarisa da'agma, adam yosen yidei chosa pasach. This type of bitter stuff, which is called merarisa da'agma, and agam is like swampland. It's like a lake of sorts. So this marer da'agma, you're allowed to use it as a marer on Pesach. Frank the Gemara, hold on 1 second, Mesve, we know we have a Mishnah Negayim, which says, Azov. Now, we know that what's an Azov, a hyssop. The hyssop is used for a number of different things in Judaism. And whenever it says the word Azov, we explain like this. Velo Azov Kochli, the Azov that has to be used whenever it needs to be used. Let's say with a paraduma, someone has to get spritzed because they become tame. So we go out and we use it for them. and or the, even the mitzora, or we use also we know by the after not korban by Yetzias Mitzrayim they used to put the blood on the doorpost had to be done with an Ezev also, and there's one other case that comes up. Right, we spoke about Yuma, but the paraduma itself, if take the dam and spritz the dam towards when you're preparing this stuff. In any event, we know we have to have an Ezov. It's Ezov, lo Ezov Yavon. It's got to be Ezov and not an Ezov Yavon, which means not another particular type of Ezov, which is a Greek one. Vlo Ezov Kochli, and not with a blue one. Vlo Ezov Romi, and not with a Roman Ezov. Vlo Ezov Shieshlo Shem Levoi, and not any Ezov that is another type of name. As she says, Hachanami. What do we see? That Maror Ksif, V'lo Mirasa Da'agma Dehu Shem Levoi. You also wouldn't be able to use Maror from something else. Why is it that we find that when it says Ezov, it means only that particular, it can't be any sort of thing. So why are you allowed to use Maror, that it's a Maror Da'agma, which is another type of thing? It shouldn't be okay, shouldn't be allowed. Amar Abaye comes in and explains, Kol Shen Nishtana Shmo Kodem Matan Torah. Anything that there were numerous different types of names that were had before the Torah was given, ubasa Torah v'kpida alei, and then the Torah comes and picks a particular one, then biyadua sheish lo shem levai, then we know that there's another type of name that's going to be problematic. Vahani lo nishtana shmaya kodem matan Torah klal. So something that a number of different names, and the Torah decided to pick one of those names, then only that name is going to be good. But if the Torah only had one name, and that name before the Torah is given, then after the fact they decided to add more names, that's not a problem. Vahani lo nishtana shmaya kodem matan Torah klal. When it comes to Maror, there actually was no different name. It was just called Maror. Only after the fact did they come up with different names. That's one answer. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to use this type of Maror, because really, we only care about the fact of what it was by Matan Torah. After that, you want to change it? It doesn't change anything. Rava Amar, another thing that really you should know, Hani Mirosi Stamishmaya. Really, it's just called Maror. Because why is it called Maror Da'agma? Because it was found by the swampland, by Agmans, by this Agam. So really, it's not a name for it. It's just a way to understand where it comes from. Therefore, you're allowed to go and use it. It's not like the Azov, which the Azov had one. You can only use Azov Stam, not other types of Azov. Now, until now, we've been talking about things that are bundled up together. What's called bundled up? One thing, two things, three things, four, five things, six things, seven things, more. Like, what's called bundled? Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Igeid Bechad Lo Shmei Eged. If you have one thing by itself, that's not called Eged. That's not when it's just its own shtick of Torah. Right? No issues whatsoever with that. Rashi says that means that lo le'inyan chavila l'schach, it's not going to mess up the schach, v'lo le'inyan agudas ezov, and it's also not going to help when it comes to ezov, which we know that it has to be me'ugad. Shalosh shmei eged. If you have three things that are wrapped together, that's considered eged. Now the question that comes up, though, is shnayim. We have two. That is a machlokas of Yosi v'Rabbanon. The Tanan, as we learned in a Mishnah, mitzvos ezov, shlosha klachin. The mitzvah of the ezov, when you have to use the ezov on the different cases of whether by the paraduba, or a person who's tamei, or by the mitzora, or by mitzrayim, when they put on the doorposts, it is a mitzvah of three klachin. A klach is a, Rashi says, shoroshin, which are like the roots, meaning you take the whole plant from itself. You have to have three different ones that are put together. Ubahen, shloshi givolin, and each of them have three different stems. That's like the middle part. Rashi says, ubahen, shloshi givolin, means givol kol klach. Every plant, every root has to have a stem coming out of it. Givol hu kanaim tsoi, it's the middle one, shazera birosho ke cannabis upishtan. That the thing is done in the middle of it, like cannabis. Oh, and pishtan, which is linen, flax. Okay, so it's Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so that is the Tanakama. Mitzvah Ezov Shlosha Klachim. It's got three different stems, three plants. Uven Shlosha Givalim. They have to have the roots and three different stems coming off it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mitzvah Ezov Shlosha Givalim. He says it's a mitzvah by the Ezov to have three different stems. Ushiyarav Shnayim. Rashi says, Im Nofel Echad La'acher Zman. Then shiur of ksher mishnayim. Let's say one of them falls out, one of the stems falls off, then it's still considered a bundle, and it's going to be good to go as long as you have two of them. That's the way Rav Yossi spells it out. V'garmudav kolshu. V'garmudav means the very bottom part of it, known as the stub. even if it has a little bit left of it, it's still good. Rashi explains, as you whip this thing back and forth in order to spritz the things, you know, it's soft and it can cause it to break. But as long as you have a little bit left over, it's going to be kosher. But it's got to be that it leaves over from each one of them a little bit, that it still is considered an aguda, that it's still considered like it's a bundle and that it's wrapped up together. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, Machlokes, the Tanakama, right, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yossi. Where the Gemara said with it, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. One would think it sounds like Rav Yossi is the one who says that it's good with only two, and like being two is considered something, and the Chachamim were saying, the Rabbanon are saying that no, that it's got to be all three. But we're actually going to see a little bit different, and that's where we're going to jump right now. Kasal Kadaitan, midashiyara of Shnayim, for the fact that Rav Yossi said that if two are left over, that that's going to be okay, sounds like Tchiloso Namishtayim. That you're even allowed to start with two. That if you started just with two, it's considered something, and therefore it's Rav Yossi who's saying that two is considered an aguda. And the fact that Rav Yossi said shlosha lemitzvah, shlosha means lemitzvah. It's something which is ideal to do, but if you did less than that, then it's going to be fine. When we do Rav Yossi shlosha lemitzvah, and the fact that Rav Yossi says that it's three for the mitzvah, that must be the Rabbanon shlosha le'akev. That must be, they say you have to have three in order to become an aguda, and if it's less than three, that's going to ekov, and it's no good. Gemara says, that's not true though. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa of Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi, who we just said, was saying that two is good enough, and that you got to start with three, but you know, it's ideal to do three, but even if you started with two, that it's good enough. We're going to see he says a little bit differently. This braisa comes to show us a little differently. V'atanya, Rav Yossi Omer. Ezov shetchiloso shnayim, u'shiyara of echad. If you start off with two, this bundle of an Ezov, and you get left over with only one, right? Because then what happened was that you end up losing either one or two, meaning you have a case of leftover, only one, then puzzle. It's got to be that you started off with three and then it ended off with two. That pretty much goes against the Rav Yossi we just saw a moment ago. Says the Gemara, okay, so Nechinami, Efuch, the way we understood it, flip around the understanding. L'Rabbi Yossi, Shlosha La'akev. According to him, you need to have three, and it's an ikov if you don't have three, if you don't start with three. L'Rabbanan, Shlosha La'mitzvah. When the Chacham said their shtickle of three, they meant three as a mitzvah. But even if you started with two, that would be fine. You would be good. V'atanya, this is benichusa. We also have a braisa which supports this concept of the Rabbanan over here. Rashi says benichusa. V'atanya, ezov shetchilas shnayim. Let's have this ezov, the hyssop shtickle, that it's bundled up with two. You have two stems. Ushiyara of echad. Or you end up leaving over only one, then kosher. It's going to be kosher. Ve'eino pasul, it's only pasul. Achiye tchilaso ushiyarav echad. It's only pasul when you started and ended with one. That's Gemara. Huh? What are you talking about? You just said a second ago that it's okay. Shiyarav echad pasul. How much shiyarav echad is kosher? So what do you mean it's going to be pasul? Beep, turn the page. Taf, you'd give him a base. No, ela ema achiye tchilaso. Only if it's starting out is like its end with one, that's going to be a problem. You can't start with one stem, you got to start with two. And if that goes down to one, that is fine. But if you started with one, definitely no good. And it's a mitzvah ideal to start with three. So it's a machlokas. What's in the number two? Just to end it over this understanding, wrap it up. The machlokas there is between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. And it's the Rabbanan who say that two is considered a aguda, and Rabbi Yossi who say that no, it's got to be three, at least to start with. Viter. Let's talk about more different types of schach and different types of bundles and how they're going to be okay and good to go. Darash Mereimar. Hani isur yasa desura misachin behu. Rashi explains, what are these? They're chavile kanim. There are these bundles of wood that they used to go and sell in the shuk, and they would sell them b'minyan according to a certain amount of numbers. So they say 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever, that are all bundled together. Misachin bu, you're allowed to use them as schach. Rashi says, and we don't have a problem of gezeris otzer of the rest of the year. Why? Because nobody does it like that. If you wanted to dry, you would actually cut it and spread them out. You wouldn't keep them together. Being that that's the case in this particular issue, you're allowed to use it as schach. Afogav da agdan, even though they're all bound up, they're all wrapped together, they're all agade, leminyana be'alma huta'agdam, because it's only done in order to be counted, in order to be sold like that amount. Now we have quite an interesting case. Amar Rabbi Abba, Hani Tsrife Dorbani. A Tsrif, modern Hebrew, means like a caravan, like you sleep, you know, like you sleep in like a bunch of trucks with caravans. But this means like you make this sort of hut that's made out of Orbani, which is made out of branches from a willow tree. And Rashi says, what was this for? This is, I'll try to imagine you take a kippah. You know, it's like, not like the flat ones, the ones that have like, they look like a dome, you know, and you put it down like that. That's what they used to take these willow branches and they would create like a dome. On the bottom of the dome would be on the floor. Like you can go in and hide inside of the dome, right? So the top of it was tied around it, a rope that tied all the tops together. And then it was spread out like in this kippah-like fashion. And on the bottom of it, they would interweave, like they put a string which tie around it, but not tied every individual one. They were just like, it would be like laced through all of it. And at the end, it was tied together. Now, what was it there for? It was used in order to, tzai de ofos, those that would hunt birds, would go in over there. If you had all of these willow branches put together, long willow branches that were tied on the top and on the bottom, tied, wrapped around like actual tied, and the bottom was just like laced through and there was a knot at the end of it, if you were to go ahead and cave in Shehutra Roshe Ma'adonim Shalom, if you would undo and take off the top one, Ksharon, you could use this as schach right now. Fascinating. Says the Gemara, v'ha gide mitatoi. There are mu'ugad from the bottom. Rashi says, l'tzad piv hukalua. It's braided on the bottom of it. Says the Gemara, no. I'm Rav Papa, deshari luhu. Once you, what it means is deshari luhu. Deshari luhu means you untied that braid on the bottom also. Rashi says, mati roshe achut shukalua bo ve'inu tzarech lafkia klia. You don't have to actually remove the braid. You just untie the part that's tied. You take off the top completely. And the bottom one, you just untie the knot, but it's allowed to remain together. In such a case, this is nishkin a problem. Shtickle gear, so change on the next line here. Rav Huna Beredu Rav Yeshua Amar. Afilu Tema Delo Shailu. Even if you didn't untie it, it's still not considered Me'ugad that's going to be a problem. Why? Because Kol Eged She'enu Asu L'Taltalo Lo Shamei Eged. Any Eged, any sort of bundle they're not able to carry, it's not considered a Eged. Rashi says like this one. Why? Because once you take off the top knot, if you start lifting it up, what's going to happen? It's going to start separating like crazy. It's going to open up. And you're not going to be able to actually carry everything together. It's going to basically fall apart. Therefore, it's not a problem, and it can be used for schach, because it's not considered me'ugad. A continued discussion about schach, but with other things now. Amar Rav Abba bar Amar Shmuel. Yirakos she'amru chachamim, adam yotzei midei chavos v'pesach. Yirakos, that we're talking about over here, maror, Rashi says. Let's say you have leaves, lettuce. So these type of things that you're yotzei in Pesach, mevi in esat tuma, it works to mevi tuma, which means, like we discussed in the past, it can create an ohel if it's still moist, not dried out, if it's moist, and it's covering over. It's at least a tefach by a tefach, which we spoke about yesterday, 2 days ago. And it has underneath it an etzem kisaora, and let's say, or a kezias ben ames, let's say, make it easier, a kezias ben ames. And next to it is a kli or food or an adam, then the ohel applies to it. It actually has the impact of ohel. Ve'ein chotzesim b'fnei ha'tumah, but it doesn't work to stop it from the tumah shooting straight up to shamayim. Rashi explains why is it that these things are separate. Usually they come together. If it's able to go ahead and mevias the tumah to be used as ohel, then it should also be used to be a barrier that the tumah is not going to shoot up. The answer is because it's going to crumble and fall apart. So really, midorais, it could be used as a barrier. The problem is that we're going to be machmir. I'd say that we're not going to rely on it because when it starts to crumble, people are going to start relying on it and jump over it and think they're not tame. However, when it comes to the idea of mevi'in as a tumah of being an ohel, that you can't be makel and say that it's not going to because midorai said actually does create ohel. Therefore, we say mevi'in as a tumah and ve'ichos efnei atumah. Uposlin basukka mishum avir. And it's going to passel a sukkah because of avir, because of the airspace. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara explains that we're going to see in Daf Yud Zayin the discussion. Let's say you have open airspace in your schach. How much open airspace would now mess up your schach? That would be if you have 3 tfachim. But if you have just schach pasel, that would have to be 4 tfachim. And this we look at like schach, like it's not even schach pasul, or more machmir, we say like it's not even there because it's going to crumble and fall apart. We look like it doesn't even exist. My time, huh? Since they're going to dry up and they're just going to fall apart and be gone and fall down, come on, the lesson, I mean, we look at it like it's not there altogether, and therefore even 3 tfachim is going to mess it up. Vamrav abamrav huna, habotzer legas, ein lo yados. Let's say a person goes ahead and they harvest, the word botzer is used, there's different words that are used for harvesting depending on what you're harvesting. When you're talking about grapes, then the Lashon is used as botzer. So a botzer legas, legas is a wine press, and the whole purpose is you want to squeeze out all the wine. Ain lo yados, they don't have yados. What are yados? I'm glad you asked. So we have the grape itself, and then we have like the stuff coming off the grape, like the vine or the stem that comes off it. Let's say the grape touches something, tummy touches the grape. Does the grape become tummy? What happens if it touches the hand of the grape? In other words, the stem, which is connected to it. It's not connected to the ground, but separate. But you have like that cluster. We have, you hold on to that like vine-like shtickle, right? So when you're holding that vine stuff and it becomes tummy, is that going to be mitame or not? Does it have yados, hands, in order to be mitame or not? And he's saying now that habotzer legas ain lo yados. Yados does not apply. And therefore, if it becomes tummy, it's not going to affect the actual grape itself. Rav Menashe bar Gada Amar Rav Huna Hakotzer L'Schach Ein Lo Yados. He says that if someone, not botzer, but kotzer, they cut down, and we're talking about here, grain, and the reason they're doing it is they want to do it for schach, dafka for schach, Ein Lo Yados. It doesn't have yados. We know we have two different parts when we're dealing with grain. You have the stuff on the bottom, which is basically known as the straw. And as you go up, you have the parts which you could eat, the actual grain part, the kernels. And now it's saying is that if you're doing it for schach, then it's not connected to each other. There's no yados. It's not going to impact it. It's not going to be metameit. If it itself were, let's say, to become tummy, it's not going to be tummy the other thing. We know that it itself is not something which is mekabel tuma. And also, it's not going to go ahead and be like a connection point, that it's not going to, you touch this, it's like you touch the kernel also. Rashi explains the reason that the others is because the lo nichale b'chiburin, you don't even want them all connected, because you don't want the straw connected to the actual ochel part of it. Why? Because ochel b'schach, lo mibayv, ilav, debsolas, meruba, alav, habi pasal l'schach, pasal l'sukkah, I'm sorry. We know that you're not allowed to have ochel, which is makabal tum, you can't have something that's makabal tum to be used as schach. So therefore, you don't even want it there in the first place. And therefore, since there's more straw than the actual grains, it's rov, it's mevatel barov, and it's not an issue of connecting tuma because it's not yodos because you don't want it. Now, manda amar kotzer, this last one that we just said is Rav Menashe, the one who says kotzer, kol shekin. If you're going to say that ain lo yodos, doesn't have yodos, kol shekin botzer, certainly botzer. Why? Because you don't want by the kotzer shtickle, by the grain, but you definitely don't want to have these like twigs that are connected to the grapes that are going to fall into the wine. The lo nichale, the lo nimtzie lechame, because you don't want it to go ahead and to suck up the wine. Rashi says, motzitzos is a yayin mafsidos, it sucks it up and it roots it. So therefore, number two, the second person we brought clearly agrees with the first statement. But mandam or botzer shein lo yados, but Rav Abba was the first statement who says that botzer in lo yados, when a person is doing for wine, that has no yados, the twig stuff doesn't connect to it. Aval kotzer yesh lo yados. But we have a kotzer taka does have yados. Why? The nechale de lesachich behu ki hechidol libadron. Because it's good for you. You want the things to be there, the kernels to be connected to it in a way that it's not going to fall. It's not going to fall away. It's not going to fall apart. Different explanations of this. Either because you don't want it to be the stuff that's going to fall all over the place and get lost, or it's going to be a loss for you, or you want it to be that it's going to fly away. Therefore, the weight of it is going to hold it down. You want it there. You want it to actually be there. So the one who says that there's no yados by grain, certainly not by wine, but the one who says not by wine, that doesn't mean it's not going to be by grain. Now the Gemara says, name it Rav Menashe bar Gada Tanayi. Let's say that this Rav Menashe bar Gada, this statement about the grain is actually Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanya, we learned in a Brisa. Sochei te'enim ubayim te'enim. Or parkilin ubayim enavim. Rashi says, sochei te'enim or anfei te'enim, the leaves of the te'enim. So the leaves of the anaf is like a branch. The branches of the figs and the figs with them, or parchilim abeba navim, or the vines with the grapes on them, kashinrem shibalim, or the straw which have the grain on them, machpadosavem tamarim, the branches of a date tree with the dates on them, kulam, all of these, impsoles maruba ala ochlin kshera. If you have the psoles is more than the ochlin, then it's kosher and it can be used as schach because it's mevatalit. Vimla, but if not, psula, it's going to be puzzle. But if it has a majority of it, it's not psoel, so it can be eaten, so then it's not going to be batel, it's going to be a problem. Acherim omer, acherim say, this is the machlokas over here, they come and they say, nope. They say, ach yu kushin merubin ala yados vela ochlin. He's more machmir. It says that the yados also, you have to have the hard part, the stuff with the psoles, which is also going to be more than not only the food itself, but even the yados of the food. So we see that the yados are actually, that the yados are mekabel tuba. You can't use yados for schach. My lab alchemifki isn't sure that this is what they're arguing over. The Mar Savar Yeshlam Yados, one says that there is yados. Umar Savar, the Tanakama says Einlem Yados. Ah, and therefore we have our machlokas Tanoim and the Rabbi Abba Vade. It says the Gemara now breaks down and says, let's think. The Rabbi Abba, the first one who says about the wine shtickle, Vade Tanoi. Definitely this is a machlokas Tanoim. The Rabbi Menashe Bargada Milim Tanoi. Maybe it's not a machlokas Tanoim. According to Rabbi Abba, the reason why he says it's definitely a tanoi, because he knows that he says grapes that you're using in order to go ahead and use the wine, they don't have a yad. But when it comes to everything else, then it does have a yad, because you actually want it to be over there. Therefore, it's we see clearly that he's taking, this is the machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Nasha Begadim Ilim Tanoi, who says that has to say it's a machlokas tanoim? Maybe it's not a machlokas tanoim. Because he could explain, Amr Lecha Rabbi Nasha. Remember, he just said that if you cut this grain for schach, he could say the kuliyam esavia kotze l'schach in liyados. If you did it for schach, then it doesn't have a yad. V'hachamai eskinu, what are we dealing over here? In this braisa, eskegon shekotze l'achila, you had a mind to do it for eating. And therefore, since you had a mind to do it for eating, therefore it has a yad. Then you change your mind and you decide you want to use it for schach. And that's where the machlokas comes in, that the Tanakhama says, oh, nimlach actually has an impact, and therefore there's no yados over there, but Yachem would say, no, it does have yados. But if they'd be doing it just for schach, then everyone would agree that ain't yados, and therefore this is not a machlokas tanayim. Okay, we're going to pick up tomorrow continuing this, because this goes down almost to the Mishnah. But until then, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.